History. Learn about no.
Sophia was excited. She was now in the second grade and it was her first day of school. As she finished her breakfast, she looked out of the window and saw all her friends waiting for the bus. "Mommy, can I ride the bus?" she asked. "Yes," Mom said. Sophia was even more excited.
Sophia wondered why her mommy just didn't say no. At least then she wouldn't have gotten so excited. "Oh well," Sophia sighed. "Let's go, it's a long walk."
Several days later, the music teacher talked with Sophia's class. She explained about all the instruments and had the third graders demonstrate each of them. Sophia heard the flute and thought that it made the prettiest sound he had ever heard. "Can I play the flute?" Sophia asked. "Well, that depends," replied the music teacher. "First, you need to get your parents' permission and then join the band. You also need to know that learning to play the flute or any instrument takes a lot of hard work. Now, if you are willing to put in the work and your parents let you join the band, then the answer is yes. And I would be happy to have you join. We need another good flute." Sophia was so excited and couldn't wait to ask her mommy.
School was over and as Sophia walked out of the door, she saw her mommy waiting. She ran down the excited walk, waiting out. "I want to play the flute. Can I play the flute? I want to join the band."
"Calm down, Sophia," her mom said. Sophia took a deep breath, counted to three, and said, "Can I please play the flute in the school band?"
"Yes, of course you can," her mom replied. Oh, Sophia was so very happy. She had gotten permission and was now going to play the flute in the band.
Her mom then said, "Yes, you can play an instrument just like I did. The tuba is a great instrument, and you can even have mine. The same one I used when I was in the band."
Oh, poor Sophia, she was so sad. She won't play the flute, not the tuba. Sophia just didn't understand why her mom said yes when she asked, but really mean no. At least no for the instrument Sophia really want to play.
"Maybe I won't join the band," Sophia said in low, sad voice.
"Well, that's up to you," her mom replied. As Sophia finished her breakfast, she looked out the windows and saw all her friends waiting for the bus. She was so very excited. This was a special day. The week was up and she could ride the bus with all her friends. She squirmed in the chair as she gulped down the last mouth of milk. "Bye, Mommy," she squealed as she ran towards the door.
"And if I can't ride the bus, please say no. It is easier for me to understand."
This was Sophia's story about Noah.